This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Enterprise Biz Bytes, and I am the Richard Bradbury with the
Arvind Yuvraj
and the
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for another 14 or so minutes, and if you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, it is what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation by 2030? The options are?
The options are accommodation and facilities that have 32.9%, healthcare at 41.8%, technology at 19%, and something else at 6.3%. A couple of tweets. This comes from Gupreet, who says, I think we need to improve access to healthcare and accommodation. Like, we have great general hospitals, but not enough of them. We need more machines, beds, specialist clinics, and we have to, and I mean really have to, reduce waiting time. Mm. Also, we need better customer service.
True.
Razali says, heard of filial piety. Malaysia should have some sort of policy on this. Singapore, India, and a few other countries in the world have this in part of aging parents' rights, especially those that can't financially care for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Comments? Instagram.
So we have Azan Hui, who says, ease institutional discrimination and make this place livable with prospects again. And Jeremy J. Pinto just says, political unity and racial stability.
What areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? Do let us know your thoughts on this, because whilst Malaysia is fast becoming a developed nation, it will also become an aging nation by 2030, with more than 14% of the population being senior citizens. 23% by 2050 is a number that's been thrown out as well. Now, final story of the day before we wrap up. Chris, what are you talking about?
We went from the aging population to the youth now. Yes. Hmm. So the government's 300 million ringgit e-bilia program announced in Budget 2021 will be opened to about 2 million eligible young Malaysians from June 1st. In a statement yesterday, the finance ministry said the e-bilia program would be offered through four e-wallet service providers, namely BigPay, Boost, Shopee Pay, and Touch and Go e-wallet. So the statement is, each eligible applicant can claim 150 ringgit in the form of e-wallet credit from one of the participating e-wallets, which will be topped up with additional incentives in the form of cashback, vouchers, reward points, or coins by the chosen e-wallet throughout the campaign period. The e-bilia initiative is open to Malaysian citizens who are between 18 and 20 years old in 2021, or full-time students enrolled in courses equivalent to diploma and above at public and private registered institutions of higher learning. The ministry said eligible youth's data would be cross-checked with registered institutions of higher learning and other relevant government databases. The claim period for the e-bilia credit is from June 1st to July 22nd, 2021, and the credit can be spent until July 31st, 2021. Eligible recipients are encouraged to update their e-wallet accounts or download the e-wallet apps before the 1st of June. This e-bilia program aims to promote cashless spending and relieve the financial burden of Malaysian youths and full-time Malaysian students at registered local institutions of higher learning. And under Budget 2021, a total of 200 million ringgit was allocated to provide 100 ringgit of e-wallet credit to each eligible youth as well. And the government enhanced this initiative with the additional allocation of 100 million ringgit under the Permakasa program announced last March.
Okay, what are your thoughts on this, Chris?
I think that it is fantastic because when I was a university student, if I had been in a similar situation, I would have loved to just had a little bit of pocket money. It's not a lot, but it helps, you know, like a little goes a long way. Mm. You know, that's to me, you know, a whole week or 2 weeks of food at least, right? Mm-hmm. I will, however, say that I find it very funny that their definition of youth is specifically 18 to 20 year olds.
Right.
The two-year window.
Two-year window. I was thinking like 18 to 25 maybe might be more suitable, but because that might be more because of the budget not allowing them to support, a further, a bigger size of people, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this?
I love these incentives that get people to use e-wallets. Yeah. Like I think last year they gave out 50 ringgit, if I'm not mistaken, for everyone. And then I can't tell you the number of people that started using e-wallets and came and said, I signed up for one of the many ones that we have, for one of the prime ones that we have, and said that, I finally started using it and I got used to it because of the incentive and because they wanted to get that incentive. So I think that's good. Just getting people to use the services.
Yeah, I know somebody who now exclusively uses e-wallets for every purchase, apart from those little ones where you go and you buy your mangoes at the market and you have to pay with cash, exclusively uses e-wallet. So, yeah, a definite transition for a lot of people. I've also noticed the running of today's show. It started off with retirement, which is a story that I led. And, of course, it ended up with e-wallets for the youth, which, of course, Christine led. That irony is not lost on me today. And, of course, Arvin sits right there in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for all of your participation today. The question we were asking is, what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an ageing nation in 2030? Final numbers, Arvin, middleman, please.
Final numbers after a quick refresh. 41.4% say healthcare, 33.3% say accommodation or facilities, 18.5% technology, and 6.84% something else.
Okay, and when Arvin says something else, it doesn't mean we're lazy to put another option in there. It means, is there something else that you would like to add
yes,
to that?
Exactly.
Just to clarification. Anyway, thanks very much for all of that. If you missed any part of this show today, don't forget you can download the podcast or stream it a little bit later on. We recommend using the BFM app. It is available in the Apple App Store or in Google Play. The question we were asking is, what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? Because whilst Malaysia is fast becoming developed, it will also become an aging nation by 2030, with more than 14% of the population becoming senior citizens. That's the story we led with. We then moved into...
We spoke about how AT&T is building some sort of streaming giant or streaming monster with Discovery and WarnerMedia.
Wrapping up with
the eBelia program, which is open to 18 to 20-year-old Malaysians on the 1st of June.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the urgent need to accelerate the adoption of digitalization to not only grow the economy, but to try and ensure the nation does not get left behind. MDEC has a big role to play here, particularly with the new My Digital Blueprint that's meant to guide the nation towards a digital economy that contributes 22.6% of GDP by 2030. Can this be achieved? Does the blueprint have enough in it to ensure Malaysia does not get left behind in an increasingly digital world? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Serena Shukri, the CEO of MDEC, to find out. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, here at noon, here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.